All right, I'm gonna try to see if I am too loud again this week.
Yeah, Craig, my only guaranteed upcoming Super Bowl bet is if I had it and it were for an actual prop bet, I would bet $1 million that before the end of the first half of the Super Bowl, Ndamukong Suh has, and I'm making huge comical air quotes, accidentally stomped on, rolled on, or falled onto Patrick Mahomes' damaged ankle. Guaranteed that is going to happen.
Yeah. It would not surprise me. If the first time he can get in there and Patrick's on the ground, he is absolutely stomping on that ankle.
Yeah, 100%.
You are not wrong in any way right there, because that guy is a giant piece of garbage.
Yep, I would definitely be $1 million richer.
Yeah.
But that's just in my imagination, and I'm still pumped because I like to watch football on TV.
Yeah.
So I believe that it was Donkey Teeth for the win.
Ooh.
But Donkey Teeth and Brondiac got in instantly, so I'm not sure.
How quickly did Perrandiac get in?
Yeah, that guy's a slow coach. He's probably not even in yet.
I'm not sure. Like, it was blink, blink, and I thought Teeth was first, but...
But the only joy from that last game, Ian, was that the Bungles went out in Bungles fashion, because only the Bungles end the game by getting, you know, a roughing the quarterback out of bounds penalty to lose it.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, that made my heart feel good. I'm like, oh, there's classic Bungles.
Do you want to do something for the Super Bowl?
When is it?
Not this weekend, but next.
So it's the 12th?
I believe so. This weekend is flag football and the skills challenge. And then
I'm not watching
Sunday.
That.
Oh, 100% watching that. It looks awesome.
Oh, God.
Why? I like retired people doing goofy stuff. I want to see a team coached by Eli Manning and Pete Davidson. That gets my full support. Oh, do you want to do that thing that I sent you?
Probably not, because that looks like a sketchy nowhere dump of a place.
No, it's super nice.
Really?
Yeah.
It says that town has a population of about 8 people.
Yes. That's the only thing in that town. It's really nice. The facility is enormous. It's got like 4 ballrooms, 2 dining rooms, a big bar area. The place is super nice. I didn't know anything. I didn't know the show was a traveling show. I thought it was just like a fixture down in Austin. But from what the website tells me, it's a touring thing.
Yeah, you kind of, like, I looked it up on their webpage, and it bugs me that they have a defined set list, because that is not what I'm used to when I go to see these shows.
Well, then we should skip it.
Like, I am used to, you show up and you ask them to play your song, and they will play whatever song you tell them to.
Mm, as long as it's on their set list?
No. They will look songs up on the internet and play them.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when I made the people oh my God, I forgot the name of the place. National Harbor.
Austin.
No, down in National Harbor, I made them do Mr. Roboto, and they had what?
Nice.
And they had no idea what I was talking about, these two young punks playing the piano. So they had to look up the song on the internet, play it while reading the music, and then commented after the fact that we were done. They're like, well, you knew all the words. And I'm like, yes. It's
Mr.
Roboto.
Yeah, I requested that song.
Yes, I know all the words.
Who knew that this mega hit by Styx had words?
This unknown band you've ever heard of. I'm like, come on, it's Mr. Roboto by Styx. I was super sad.
Classic kill.
Yeah, and that place was terrible because there was only like 5 people at the bar that night, so it was pretty dead. It's not a good time. Like the Austin experiences, which are awesome.
I have no doubt that this is a nice facility, and I suspect like an attraction like this will probably be very, very full. But I'm also happy to not go. And I'm happy to do nothing for the Super
it's a,
Bowl.
It's,
I would just happily sit on my couch and
the
watch.
The Saturday
TV.
Night, right? It's the 11th?
I don't know. I just texted you a picture, and I believe that you read it.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday night.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, it seems unlikely, but I'll get back to you.
Okay. Let me see. Did I download a script for this show? All right. Are you ready to start the new and improved show?
Sure.
Kilroy?
He was here.
He was.
True Believers, welcome to the 369 edition of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS32, we got Sneaky B15, they're Ray, they're Ian. How's it going?
Hello.
Great. How are you doing? Well,
okay, I guess. You know? What are we at? This is the week of the 1st through the 8th. You know, big doings here in PA tomorrow while they tear a poor, you know, rodent out of its hole, pretend that it does something, and then tell us there's more winter coming.
Oh, yeah. That's our jam.
Yeah. While all these dumb people are, you know, completely drunk at 5 o'clock in the morning and it's 8 degrees outside.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Oh.
I don't know that they're all dumb. Just an excuse to day drink and hang out with your friends.
I like day drinking. I don't know that I want super early morning drinking.
Well, you start late at night and you just stay up, dude.
Oh.
I know that we have moved beyond that ability. However,
yeah, that is
the one time I did go, it was awesome.
There is one thing I do know. I don't know, Ian. There are ways frightening and confusing. Anyway, let's move on. In your 7-day 4-star crashy. I just realized I only did half of it. Okay. This week, you had Dark Beast versus Falcon America. Did you beast?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me double check and make sure that
oh,
I did.
Oh, no, you can't beast. Never mind.
Yeah, I feel like my beast is at a 1.
Yeah, never mind. You are out.
Yeah, one cannot beat Falcon America.
Yeah, even...
Poop House maybe, but straight up 1 is no.
Yeah. Yeah, Poop House, I'd give you a chance.
Yeah.
Because Falcon America is just, you know, not good.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, then, you've got Melinda May versus, I don't know, some people.
Well, I don't know. Let's puzzle this out. That's part of the joy of the infographics. So, Mulan's nemesis is named Shanyu. So, that's Shang-Chi.
Oh, okay. I had no idea who that character was.
Oh, that's Mulan. He's the leader of the Huns.
All right.
He attacks China and Mulan.
Okay.
The other character is obviously Mando. Is that a reference to Pedro Pascal, or Mando, or Din Djarin? I don't know. Is there a bounty hunter character that I can't think of? I don't know. Ray, any input?
That's funny. No, I did not. I was puzzling it until Samurai just said they haven't said who the opponents are. I just threw her nemesis up from other roles.
Oh, okay.
Because she's been in everything, so yeah,
sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was sure that the first one was just kind of a loose way of saying Shang-Chi.
Hey, if that turns out to be right, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
If
the devs are listening, there you go. Ian's got you something to throw in there.
Yeah, sorry. I had looked earlier, and I was like, I don't know. Is Din Djarin, is there a pun there that I'm not hearing? There's a character named Pedro? Does Mando mean that they're going to release Mojo soon? I don't know! He had me thinking all sorts of things. Apparently it was just a red herring.
That's funny. All right.
Was she in Mulan?
Was she the voice of Mulan? I don't know.
No. I don't think... Oh, she might have been the voice of Mulan, or maybe Mulan's mother.
Yeah, I got me, dude.
Okay.
No, she voiced Mulan.
Oh, did she?
There you go.
Wow! Cool.
In Storyland, your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is wrapping up. If you've not gotten your wing rewards, go get your wing rewards. Web Wonder is running. That'll get you Psylocke, Wing, and TV's Scarlet Witch. Placement is Namora and some Hitmonkey. Ian, Alliance event tomorrow.
Oh, I'll participate probably.
It is the good old come and get me. Up and at them. On the player side, you'll get Patch, Abomination, and Hitmonkey. On the Alliance side, it is Patch, Icarus, and Hitmonkey.
Chicago, say do nothing.
Wait, who was the 4-star in the first one?
Abomination.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you, bro. I was like, the Abomination is a character?
Up and at them.
He's so new. I can't keep up.
No, it's up and at Adam. That's what I said. Up and at them.
Up and at them. Someone remind me, is Come and Get Me the one where I'm matching Infinity Stones and they do the work for me?
Yeah, isn't that the one where, you match green or something and you just win?
Yeah, you match green and red and then he dies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
That sounds right.
If that is correct, then yes, I will extra participate.
There is a puzzle gauntlet also starting, which will get you some Chimichanga as your support there. PvP world, Ray, you've got 4 days left.
Yeah, that won't happen, but thanks.
Oh, okay. Right now, it is Raging Cajun. That'll get you Gambit, Karnak. Placement is Carolina and five-star Godstorm. Goddess Storm. I don't know if we have a nickname for her, really. Oh, Ian, get ready to go to sleep because there's lots of news. We got not one,
I like news.
Not two, three character boosts.
Oh, character updates. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Jujubes.
Okay.
So Jubilee's getting changed. The damage buff is unchanged, but there's an additional binary choice, it says. The ability, this is part of the team, the yellow power. The ability now raises damage statically as before, or up to 100, 150, 200, 250, 300%, whatever is higher. The number of charge tiles to enable this for allies is reduced at levels 3 and 5. So what it says is whenever Juju makes a match, if she has less health than the target, matches deal 213 or 100% bonus damage, whichever is higher. If there are at least 4 charge tiles on the board, this also applies to her allies, max 415 damage. However, at level 5, it is increasing those matches by 746 or 300% damage.
Wow.
And you only need 2 charge tiles.
Wow.
To have that affect everyone on your team. So, man.
300% match damage.
Yeah, get that with your Shang-Chi. That'll be stupefying.
I wonder if that multiplier actually affects, or if it'll just multiply his base and then add his on top, add his bonus. Yeah, I'm curious how that'll work.
Yeah, I don't know, but it sounds intriguing. The purple power light show change here. It now changes tiles into only green, purple, or yellow instead of random.
Oh,
since those are her powers. What I was curious about, I sent a message to Ice. Is does this also change it when you call her with Chuck?
Right.
Because I often use my Chuck with Shang-Chi, have him call Jujubes, you know, to try and get some random matches across the board. And, you know, sometimes you get red, you know, and, you know, which can also fire, you know, so Shang-Chi can heal.
Right.
Now, you know, and green and yellow are kind of useless in that setup. The purple's nice. So I'm curious how that...
the game again.
No, that was only one time. So I'm curious how that works, but you know, it makes sense that she's going to pump herself up a little bit more there.
Yeah, definitely.
Going for two.
Yeah. The green power, Roman Candle. This says they fixed the scaling damage on this ability, raising it for levels 2 through 5, and it now does team damage at an earlier level. And now has an affiliation bonus based on in the passive. So this is going to create 2 charge tiles, prioritizing removing enemy strike attack or protect tiles. If there are 5... at least 5 charge tiles on the board, deal some AoE. Passive, at the start of the turn for each X-Men on the team, create a charge tile up to your number of X-Men.
Huh.
So that could be, you know, 3 per turn. That'll add up quick. The AoE only goes up to, I think, if you have it at level 5, 8, or all the way maxed, it's only 4,600 AoE.
Sure.
But, you know, interesting.
But yeah, that Roman Candle gets your... the charge tiles you need out there to activate
all that damage.
Yeah. That's strong.
Yeah.
That's a rework.
It is. So there you go.
I mean, upped the damage a little bit and we gave them more health and we reduced the cost of one of their powers. And there you go. It's a rework. This is like, ugh, Jubilee. Ooh, Jubilee.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that boost could be really something. All right, let's go to phase 2. We have boosted not only Creepy Bobby, but 5-star Kingpin coming your way.
Right. Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so...
Wait, what's wrong with Bobby?
Well, I will tell you what they did.
Okay.
That whiteout power?
Yeah.
You know his AoE? Hey, that's down to 8 green now.
Okay.
Was 12.
That's a bargain.
The damage has been reduced because the AP has been reduced, but it's still scaled at about the same damage per AP. They said, you know, at 12, it was more of a finishing power than you could use this during the match. So they made it cheaper, so you can fire it more often. So I like that.
Okay.
They did not change, would you like to punch a snowman? Because that's always, you know, really good as it is.
Perfect the way it is.
Would you like to punch a snowman? For, cold as ice, willing to sacrifice your red for blue. I could do the whole song all over again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back a whole bunch of episodes and listen to the song. 8 purple, there is now a passive. Reduce your damage taken from matches and abilities by percentages for all time displaced X-Men on your team.
Wait, what?
You can get up to 25% damage reduction for every time displaced X-Man on your team. Right now, this is Teen Jean and Angel.
I was going to say, I apologize. I must have misspoke. What I meant to say was, I don't know what time displaced X-Men means. Yeah. Please elaborate.
There was a plot in X-Men where you can come from one timeline to the other. You know, like Cable and Bishop are from the future. Teen Jean is actually was plucked out of when she was young, moved into the future, met her, you know, they hung out with her older selves and friends, but she was still a teenager, but they were all, you know, in their 30s. So it's X-Men who have been moved around in time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just the two of them? Didn't they make a whole movie where the X-Men traveled through time so we could kill them and then unkill them and do whatever we wanted?
They did.
So all the X-Men are time displaced?
You know what? If you've read enough X-Men over the years, I bet you can make the argument that every single X-Man has been time displaced at one point or another.
Sure.
But it does say it offers protection to other time displaced X-Men, Teen Jean and Angel at this point. So not any major changes there, but having the AoE be cheaper is nice. That'll get you a little play there. The passive, is what it is. Kingpin, 5-star Kingpin. Comic Kingpin. I don't know. He's weirdly drawn to me.
I think he's from Into the Spider-Verse,
yeah,
Kingpin.
He fit that movie. But
yeah.
All right. His health and match damage have been updated to get him up to par with the latest 5-stars. So that'll be a big boost. Forced Hand, 7 blue. Increased damage to match newer 5-stars. Remove the requirement to have less than 4 AP to deal damage. Instead, reduces damage dealt for each AP that it drains. These changes cumulatively result in about a 100% increased damage, or roughly the same damage if it reduces all 4 HP. New ability says, Kingpin makes an offer you can't refuse. Choose a friendly, strike, attack, or projectile, give it to the enemy. In return, drain 4 AP in your strongest color from the enemy, and then deal that damage. But it's maxed out. You're giving him that tile in return for up to 35,000 damage. So that's a lot of damage. So it sounds a little bit better than it was before.
Sure.
The Harder They Fall has gone from 11 black down to 8. Destroy up to 8 AP in the opponent's largest AP pool and increase the power of the passive part of this ability by up to 80%. So it's up to 5% for each AP destroyed, which totals up to 80. Kingpin's allies take percentages less damage, less match damage, up to 50% if you've got that maxed out. 50% match damage reduction, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like almost half. sometimes I make myself laugh and nobody else.
Oh, you had my attention and then Samurai distracted me.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's ruined the whole show.
No, it was fine. My response to him was specifically for you.
It is, now that I see it. That's funny. I get it out of patience and such. Break Their Will, 9 green AP. Remove the AP requirement for the attack tile generation and now added an affiliation-based passive. It now says, create a 2-turn fortified repeater tile that deals damage and creates 3 attack tiles. Passively, at the start of the battle for each hero on the team, add a protect tile. For each villain on the team, add a strike tile. So that's kind of neat, I guess. Get a couple extra strike tiles if you got them teamed up with other villains. They said this was it was always tough to get any of Kingpin's abilities set up the way that he'd, you know, truly be scary. This change will make the ability more generally useful, and that repeater tile, they say, gets scary, dealing 12,474 damage at level 450.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
I mean, that those numbers all seem better, but I still, you know, I'm going to have to try him out and see where he could fit in. Like, I still don't see his niche, but I'm sure somebody, you know, smarter than me with the math could figure it out.
I think more what we need is someone to make a, you know, team up time that is Jubilee, Iceman, and this Kingpin, and tell us how they can work all together.
I was going to say, that sounds like a call for the synergy segment featuring Ray.
Yeah, since they've all been boosted, tell me how these all work together somehow. That could be fun. All right. And then, Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue, too.
Uh-oh. I am sitting down.
Are you double sitting down? Because it is going to be both a 3-star and a 5-star.
Oh, no, but I already regret liking those.
The clue...
I just can't generate enough hero points to keep up with the number of
characters
covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clue is nothing is sacred.
Oh.
I think, dude.
Sorry, it's so broad. I feel like there's just, it could be a 3- and 5-star playable Caecilius.
No, I'm thinking for the movie tie-in, it's got to be a 3-star, 5-star Kang.
Sure. Kang the Conqueror was very, very plausible. Is there anybody who specifically does not like sacred things?
Atheist?
Gore?
But
we've already got him.
Oh, nope. Gore's a good answer. Yeah.
But... yeah, Gore was what I thought of first, but again, I don't think they're going to do a 3- and 5-star.
I hope not. That would be weird. No, it's got to be Kang.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because Kang believes in Kang, and nothing is sacred to him. Like, that just...
yeah, I don't doubt it. Quantumania looks like it's an important film.
You know, I believe in God, and I believe that God believes in Claude, and that's me.
No, don't get
I
it.
I feel like... I mean, I don't immediately get the reference either. I was just going to say that I'll probably actually watch Ant-Man and Ant-Man 2 for the first time to get myself ready for this new movie.
You should.
No, just skip them.
I'd rather not. I'd rather have a little background. Ugh. Well, my expectations are pretty low, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Listen to Craig complain about it, and you'll be like, oh, those movies were fine. They were great. I don't know what Craig was talking about.
Right. You know, all it has to be is better than Love and Thunder.
Oh my God, yes.
All right. They could be better than Love and Thunder.
See, there you go. I'm set.
Except that for you, some of the jokes are just, they're just so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm braced for that. I am well prepared
and
for the lighthearted comedy stylings of the movies I have yet to see.
Yeah, I mean, one of the worst things is that they play with mass however it's convenient that moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, at one point you're going
to
carry
a tank.
I
hate to break it to you, but Ant-Man does that in the comics too.
But... yeah, I suppose you're right. When he shrinks down, he does get to fly at an ant. And if he stayed his human mass, that wouldn't work. But it also means that when he's super big, that he should, you know, punch real weak. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know, it just bugs me in one scene that, you know, you can carry a tank on your keychain and it doesn't weigh anything. And the next thing you make, like, you know, a giant marshmallow and it weighs like 4 gazillion metric tons.
Right.
All right. I don't know what's going on in Discord, but I don't need to see any more Ogbeesian type devices.
I was going to say, advertisements for Ogbeesians, totally legit.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Right. A Craig rant about a movie that's bad because I'm a science nerd. Whatever. Poindexter.
Yep.
No one cares that the physics are wrong in things.
That's true. Not wrong there. and so, you know, and just to, you know, constantly derail the show like happened. So I watched a good movie the other night. You might not think it's good. But I watched on Apple TV Plus, they've got this kind of documentary thing on Selena Gomez dealing with her, like, mental health issues and stuff in her life.
Sure. I did not see that,
but I'm
glad you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. Just saying.
Have you been watching The Last of Us?
I have not yet, because I wanted to watch that with my wife, and she's not been around, so.
I know Ian also has not watched it.
Yeah.
Episode 3 is one of the best television episodes ever made.
Ooh.
Nick Offerman is just amazing. He is Nick Offerman. Like, he is just amazing. The plot, the dialogue, it's so good.
Ray, have I not discussed with you my policy about expectation management?
The other episodes, by the way, I think are also good. I think I know it's a video game. I've never played the video game, and I don't really care about the video game. I think they've done a really good job with it.
Yeah, I know nothing about that game in any way. So,
right, but I hope to watch the show. I'm just going to let a few more episodes build up, so that way I can watch it at my own pace.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fully go back to traditional TV watching now that. But, you know, I also can't, like, super binge. I'm not going to watch the whole series in, like, one or two nights. But I have been trying to, because I like to hang out with my son, we've been trying to watch the new season of Bad Batch as it comes out.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Ugh. A week between episodes is too long.
Yeah.
I have already forgotten what happened.
This is coming from the anti-binge guy. That's
great. Again, there's a difference between I watched all 4 seasons in one weekend and... I watch one a night. That's reasonable.
All right. I like that show.
Which one?
Bad Batch.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite good. The episode we watched tonight was great.
I didn't watch this week's yet, obviously.
Oh, no, I'm behind. I couldn't take it, so we took a pause.
Ah.
What was the last theme of the last episode you saw?
Oh, Boy, I think I've only seen the first two maybe this season.
Okay, episode 3 is awesome, Craig. Awesome. Filled with epilogue.
Oh, okay.
Hmm, yeah, it's juicy.
Anything else in the news, folks?
I've got batteries.
Ooh!
All right, you sent a picture. How's that going? You got them hooked up, right?
Yeah, look at that.
Ooh,
I put it in Discord. Okay. We're generating enough solar power to not only take care of the whole house, but also power up the batteries. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And right now, as I speak, I had to look it up to verify. I am currently, the whole house is running off battery power that was generated by the sun earlier today.
Nice. It was a sunny day. That's great.
Yeah. It was bright blue skies today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cold. But otherwise, thanks for feeding some energy back into the grid there, Ray.
Yeah, we've been doing that a while, but now we're storing some up and
yeah.
How thick
is that battery wall thing?
I don't know. You can come over and see. It's like, I think a wall is like 4 inches. So with the casing and everything, it's so like pretty, 5 inches.
So pretty slim. Pretty slim.
Yeah, they're not bad. We got two of them stacked, so it still works.
Yeah. Yeah, you sent the picture, but I couldn't really tell in the picture, you know, how big it really was.
Sure. I didn't use a banana for scale. I understand.
Exactly.
Right. I was going to say.
How am I going to know anything?
Right. It's like a giant PS5.
It's probably easier to get than a PS5. I don't know.
Is that going to work? That might work. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
They're, you know, it sticks out maybe. It's less than a foot sticks out, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's obviously less width than, you know, the stack of wood I have in my garage for the wood stove. So.
Right. It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's pretty cool. All right, what else you got, Ted?
I think that's it.
All right. Let's move on then to this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Simon's Pub, home of the original Frog of Thunder.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Throg, the 4-star character who is yellow, green, and blue. Pet Avengers Assemble costs 9 yellow AP. Let's see what this guy's up to. He grants the team a burst of 463 health and sends them airborne for 2 turns. The passive component says, when an ally returns from being airborne, destroy all charged tiles in their strongest color, dealing 611 damage per tile destroyed. This power costs 1 less HP for each color of charged tile on the board to a minimum of 3. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. As this scales up, he is healing a burst of 3,788 health and dealing 1,691 damage for each tile destroyed. All right, the green ability. Zip, zap, zap. 8 green AP. It deals 324 damage and converts 4 random basic or enemy strike protect attack tiles to charge tiles. If an enemy tile is converted this way, Throg fires his power again at no cost until no enemy tiles are converted. That scales up to the conversion of 5 tiles and 1,533 damage. His blue ability, a hop, skip, and a jump, 0 blue AP. This is a passive ability. Whenever you make a blue match, he creates a 1-turn blue repeater tile that generates a random charged tile. If Throg would take damage, the damage is negated and a repeater tile is removed. As this scales up, what am I confused by? Oh, when a repeater tile was removed, also deal 127 damage. That amount of damage goes up to 1,771 damage. Okay. So he negates the damage and does 1,771 damage back. All right. I mean, 355 sounds correct to me, but let me see if I'm missing something. I'm only now building Throg. I believe I have him at a humble 1-1 or maybe even a 1-1-1, yep. But that green power that just keeps happening for free until your enemy has no more special tiles left sounds really appealing, as does the ability to negate damage and do some damage back to them. As always, burst healing feels unpopular, as does destroying the charged tiles that you seem to want on the board. So, I'm not sure.
So you were correct, according to the internet. Most people who have their builds on Game Pendium have a 355. The second most popular is the build that I have, which is 445. Why do I do that? I don't know. Because I really enjoy his green. So,
I just laughed when I saw, you know, where my build is on that chart.
Which is at the bottom. But it's at tied for last. It's a three-way tie.
For the ever popular 454.
I'm assuming it fell that way and you didn't actually put the five in a green?
Until Ian just read it to me, I had no idea what any of his powers. I know that, I've seen him launch people into the air and I'm like, what is that? What's going on? I don't know.
Cool. Well, that's always Sunny and Xandar. It's Throg.
Very good. Brought to you by, Xandar.
It's always Sunny and Xandar.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're gonna throw this teaser out here for next week, right?
Yeah, it's a double teaser day.
All right, coming into this slot next week, new segment. This is going to be acting. Thank you. Brought to you by Thespify. Still working on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it when you said it.
Yeah, it sounds better aloud than it did in my mind.
All right. Ian, tell me how this is going to work.
So, it'll be at the end of every segment. No. So, we are going to take an actor. And we are going to place that actor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a role of our choosing with a brief explanation of why we think that that might be. These actors are not currently in the MCU. I did some preliminary research and I think the list is good. If anybody has an objection, you can always, reach us via mailbag, Discord, or, other usual ways. And the role that you place them in does not have to be original. It can replace an existing role or coexist with an existing role. It can be a new character that you haven't seen in the MCU and you'd like to, and you think that this particular person would fill that role well. So, yes, in the spirit of that, next week we will be exploring the MCU arrival of a Mark Wahlberg.
Does he get to bring the Funky Bunch?
He does not.
Okay.
That is Marky Mark. This is Mark Wahlberg. Actor.
Yeah, it's clearly not the same guy.
Totally different people. This is also not Mark Wahlberg, Wahlberger CEO.
Yeah.
This is simply actor Mark Wahlberg in the role of our choosing in the MCU.
Lovitz is on the list, Donkey Teeth, just as a spoiler.
Oh.
But I think this was just the first one Ian had written down, so we were going with this to start.
Yeah, absolutely. I did not want to pepper in any, we've got a lot. And by a lot, I don't mean a lot. I mean, how many were on the list? Did I make it to 52?
You were close.
You were trying to get a year's worth out of this.
Yeah, I would like to get at least a year's worth. And it's a brand new segment. We're going to see how it flies, but always in the spirit of listener interactivity. If you have any suggestions for people you'd like to see on the list as the list develops, shoot them in any time. But I'm saying we have a lengthy list, so be patient. I won't let you skip the line necessarily unless it's someone really good that we have forgotten. But there's a good chance that I'm trying to keep the actors as mainstream as possible. When I say an actor, I would like, 96% of the time, I would like Craig to have at least heard of that person.
So good luck with that.
that can be a tall order, but yeah. Please don't make them people, who was that guy who played the third person, in some movie. I got no chance, man.
Right. Right. I mean, and I understand that, to a degree, actors that Craig doesn't know could be A-listers from the last 15 years.
That is also true. You're not wrong.
So, but we're good. This is going to be, hopefully, this is an enjoyable new segment moving forward.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays out.
Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify.
Thespified.
All right, let's move on to Willie. What you got in that mailbag?
Pretty much nothing. However, I did get a message from none other than Old Man Sartut before the show started, who had some local news where he lives in Central Ohio. The Popeyes there is now a Charlie's cheesesteak.
Oh.
Oh.
I remember Charlie's from the mall.
Yeah, the cheesesteakery.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I like cheesesteaks, though, so I was biased.
But Popeyes,
man, I don't
want to
give up a Popeyes for it.
Right.
No, and there weren't a lot of good food choices in the mall at the time, so...
Yeah, that seems like a bad trade.
The place was awesome.
I don't think that he was a fan of the Popeyes, at least not the one that was there, so, you know,
it's like an Altoona Popeyes?
I don't know if it's that bad. I mean... I don't want to compare anything with Altoona, but apparently they also built a Del Taco there, so he's got a Del Taco. Oh.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, before we dive, I'm going to ruin this again, but so speaking of Ohio news, kind of.
Uh-oh.
While you're here. Ian, did you see they announced the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
I didn't. I saw an article that suggested that they did that, and I chose not to click on it. Not for any reason. I'm pumped for, I want to say they nominated Missy and Willie Nelson?
Yes.
Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
I already did my voting.
You get the vote?
Anyone can get the vote.
Oh.
Your vote doesn't really mean anything.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they will take your input, you know, on the webpage.
Great.
Let me find.
Did I derail you? Was there a reason you were bringing this up?
Just because, you know, Sartut's in Ohio, and Ohio reminded me of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
oh, okay. There was no one in particular on the list that you felt
I voted for Iron Maiden.
Yeah, of course. They're amazing.
I voted for Cyndi Lauper.
Sure. Also a delight.
I voted for George Michael.
Oh, here's that. Thanks, Parandia.
And I voted for Soundgarden.
Hold on. Let me just take a quick gander. I will be honest. I don't immediately know the Spinners. Every other band on that list absolutely deserves it, and I love them.
I personally said they and Willie Nelson.
Ah, why? He's a fantastic artist.
It was really never my thing.
Hmm.
I mean, he's got a couple good songs I like, and he's written some songs that were really good for other people.
Yeah, he is tremendous.
So he is much better than I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's just not your jam. Yeah, you're more of a, like, George Jones, Randy Travis kind of guy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you're all about. Yeah. Ray and I were playing the Iron Maiden pinball this weekend.
Oh,
that is a glorious game.
Yeah, that is good fun. That is a good time.
Yeah, I mean, everything from selecting the soundtrack at the beginning to all the great interactions. Sarcophagus multiball was fun. Ugh.
That multiball is something else.
But yeah, I first saw this list and I'm like, well, clearly Maiden's my number one. Like, they have to, you know, I gotta click that.
Great. Yes. Yeah, sorry. We just kind of did it on a whim. And in my heart, I wanted to include you, but I know you're not as flexible these days.
Actually, this weekend I was because I was home by myself.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Erica had taken her mother home for some stuff. Saturday I did nothing, and then Sunday we had the D&D game, so.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. In that case, we did not go, and it was a terrible event. Both are simultaneously true.
That place was crowded this time.
It
there
was.
Like other people
it was.
There.
It was just a really, really successful whim. Kelly was like, what do you want for lunch? I'm like, I'm hungry for Red Robin. She was like, sweet, let's go play some pinball. I was like, okay, I love you.
Unlimited fries.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Or you got more?
No, that was it. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see. I hadn't checked on the boosted list beforehand, but I heard that it's something to behold. It is a little beefy, especially the 4-star one. Oh, I see. It's similar to when they doubled up the last time. I don't dislike that. But let's talk about gas and bloating and nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Diarrhea?
I can't say that. Owen tells me that that the actor that has to read that line should get paid an extra dollar.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, you're going to sing it. That's fine. Suddenly wholesome. 3-star cap is boosted. His red's going to be dealing more damage, and his protect tiles are going to be absorbing more damage. Captain Marvel, also more red damage, possibly more black damage as well. Falcon, better protect tiles and the damage that comes with that purple. No blue changes, and yellow probably boosts special tiles, so that'll be more boosty. Ragnarok, recently reworked. What's he do now? I want to say his green does some damage, and his red is cheap and does some damage, and his blue has improved healing?
Hey, how many characters have been double reworked? Like, he's one of them, but...
Was he?
Yeah, I remember originally he only had two powers.
Yeah, then he got three powers. One time.
No, and then they reworked him again.
Oh, the triple rework. What's his name? Mr. Fantastic has been at least triple reworked.
Well, I think you might be right. Yeah. That's at least two. Okay, I was just curious. Then, you know, whatever.
Right. Well, I don't know. The list goes on. We'll see if anybody else has been multi-reworked. And three-star Storm is boosted. So, better attack tiles. More damage when she is one of the only characters that destroys tiles that both deal damage and generate AP. Am I correct that her green is, like, one of the only powers out there that's... Where that doesn't have the disclaimer, this power does not generate AP or deal damage?
I mean, there are more than you think, but yes, it does. It is good.
Okay. I just feel like that's a very popular tagline for powers.
I think we read that quite often.
Yes. So, let's talk about these four stars and the long list that they belong to.
Venom. Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, Agent Venom. His red will be dealing more damage. And even more damage if you have enough AP. Bigger AoE from his yellow, more damage from his military might, and a little more self-damage when the alien weakness takes over. Anti-Venom. Bigger burst healing for the team, more burst healing for a chosen teammate, and more repeater damage from purple. Blade. That guy, he's pretty good. Bigger strike tiles, more damage from the hunger/bloodlust, more AoE out of his tools of the trade, and his supernatural sense has no changes.
Who was that?
Oh, yeah. It's just a four-star that showed up one Halloween. It was really weird.
Huh. All right.
I can't remember who he was.
Okay.
But he'll be reworked a third time. Or there should be a new one coming someday.
Oh, you're probably right there.
Assuming... I can't wait for that movie. I don't know nothing about it. All I know is that that the new person they have playing Blade is someone I very much enjoy. The soon-to-be crashing Melinda May is dealing more red damage. She is more healing with her yellow. And post-stun countdown puts heavier nerf on targets match and power damage. I don't fully understand what that means, but I deeply trust Samurai to understand this game and what it means, so I'm just willing to read the things he writes verbatim. Let's see. Miles Morales appears to be boosted. More Venom Blast damage and more damage from surprise. Oh, about the Miles Morales and his surprise. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's what the kids would call a meme these days because it's a portion of several memes, but that meme with surprise and then some adult language after it goes off in my head every time I use that power.
Hmm.
I can't really reference it clearly on the show because this is for all ages, but just trust me.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, and it happens only in my mind. Oh, the triply reworked Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Lava
More
Lava.
Blue damage. It's bigger healing with his yellow. And, oh, if the Imaginat chooses to create special tiles, they will be bigger special tiles. My very first four-star, who was fully covered and championed Riri Williams, the Ironheart. Her magnetic repulsors do some damage. Her red does some damage or woe damage, and then selfless intervention sends them airborne and does some damage.
Those gauntlets could really pack a punch.
Yeah.
Oh man, especially if you're down to just one dude. I also like when it's spread out too. She works on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. Lastly, certainly not leastly, Scorpion is boosted. More green AoE. And stronger buffing of strikes and protects. Red creates a larger strike tile, and the series of successive stings deal more damage.
Yeah, that's purple claws are where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, it seems like any ability that chunks its damage into consecutive attacks, very popular.
Mm-hmm. Works well with the...
Oh, is that... Yeah, I was going to say, because... Valkyrie did it in a very effective way, just a little bit expensive, and Sabretooth did it in a equally effective and less expensive way.
We didn't even rehearse that.
No, we didn't.
That timing was remarkable. It'll be equally remarkable in post, but just know, you heard it organically here first. All right. Now, the much more manageable five-star list. Let's learn me some five stars. Apocalypse is boosted, and Forged in Fire is dealing more damage or more burst health and bigger protect tiles. More damage. Oh, he does the four-hit situation. Yeah, I forgot about you.
He gives you the people's elbow. It's more like the people's forearm, but, you know.
So he does that a bunch of times, and that's boosted. And bigger protect tiles and more damage with the repeater for shared strength. Archangel is boosted. Enemy down does more damage. His blue does more damage. And his black, more damage. Good job, Archangel. I like that sort of thing. This looks like Black Bolt, judging by the powers. His quasi-sonic whisper deals more damage. And energy channeling will deal more damage if you have enough charged tiles. This looks like Wong is boosted already. He is on the job. Hit the ground running. Good job, Wong. More red damage, more healing, and bigger special tiles from his yellow and his purple will deal more damage or spawn stronger special tiles. Excellent. Well, let's see what I can do with these people. Four stars. There's lots of choices. This is Samurai Says, by the way. I'm sorry that I did not introduce this portion of this portion of this segment appropriately. Riri is a one-woman wrecking crew, but I'm going to play around with her feeding Blade's bloodlust. Mm. Nice. I like, yeah, that's wise. I mean, it often cascades itself away, but that would be a good way to speed that up. Five-star tier. This week is the Apocalypse show, mostly because there is no real charged tile-focused partner for Black Bolt. That's true. Yeah. Wait, what about Jubilee? Doesn't she make charged tiles now?
Sure, but if you're in five-star land, Jubilee is, you know.
No way, she's 200% more damage.
Well, she's not boosted. I mean, he's talking about the boosted list here.
Ah, right.
You could try her out, though, with Black Bolt. It seems because they both generate charged tiles.
Nope. Just not Electro. She doesn't make charged tiles. It's only called Electro.
But yeah, I mean, he's right because Apocalypse is strong. Archangel isn't. Right. Wong, right. Nobody has him yet. And Black Bolt, yeah, there's nobody to use charge tiles with. So yeah, it's the Apocalypse show. So yeah, that makes sense.
For sure. I never doubted that analysis. I love it. So anyway, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mr.
Hey, I saw something on Reddit that I wanted to talk to you guys about it because I forgot. So,
yeah, I'd like
so
to hear.
I saw somebody make a comment that said, picture this. In Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, right? They go and they get on the USS Enterprise to, you know, collect, they're going to collect what, radiation to recrystallize or dilithium crystals or some jibba jabba, right? So Chekov and Lieutenant Uhura are on the Enterprise. The aircraft carrier Enterprise filmed the same year as Top Gun. So Ice and Maverick could have been on the aircraft carrier. Wow. Chekov and, was there too. How about that? Makes you think.
Star Trek, huh? Mm-hmm. I said Star Trek, huh?
Hey, that is the second best Star Trek movie.
I believe you. It's just not a franchise I know too terribly much about. I was, also, you lost me at Star Trek and Top Gun. I'm sorry. You've had my attention for most of the show, but that was an Ian killer.
Let's move on. We've got a teaser for another new segment.
Yes. So we have been both jibbing and jabbing about the alleged birth of the pop pop segment.
Pop 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 pop
pop pop. Yeah. And again, as I was discussing with these guys before the show, I know there has been a lot of buzz about people clamoring that there isn't enough segments where Ian nervously rambles about nonsense for 2 to 3 minutes. So I thought I would bring it back. And what I'm going to do is give you a little, and by little I mean 5 to 15 second bio of a popular K-pop band. Ray will provide you a link in the Discord and in post where you can enjoy, you know, a few seconds of the K-pop band's hit song that I'll be referencing, and then I will discuss with you a pop of my choosing and give you, again, a brief snippet of manufacturer availability and some highlights of that particular pop. So next week, expect the first foray into the pop-pop segment.
Brought to you by Magnified.
Magnified. Okay.
Ian, you got Steam open.
I think I do. Mostly. I just had to let it finish updating.
Mostly.
But I'm well on my way.
Any idea how many tokens I got?
Well, I'm only doing one, so.
I got. Do it. Doug. I got 7.
All right. Here we go. It is a 4-star. What the? Oh, dupe. He's got a weird symbol. I got dupe space. All right. There you go.
Nice.
No teeth. No 50 token opening this time. I got arcade champed due to. Due to shards, I was able to get arcade champed, and he is. So I'm gonna wait for him to leave.
All right. Well, let me just scroll down to what we're doing here. Latest legend token. Woohoo! Ian got a 5-star. What's going on? Hitmonkey. Monkey nice. Soup. Yeah. All
right. My first one. Morbius. Hey, he's in this game. Polaris. Maybe I'm only going to get people that end in Ian. Purple. Rye, Will I Am's 3.0. Spider-Gwen.
Yes.
Nightcrawler. Quake. Wow, I forgot about Quake. And, Teen Jean. You know, I hear she's displaced out of time. Can be boosted by Creepy Bobby.
Yeah. I know that you forgot about Quake, but do you know who you did not forget about? Dre.
Okay.
Come on, Craig. Just keep going. Sometimes I don't read my audience right. I apologize.
I don't get that reference.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't. You don't strike me as someone who listens to a lot of Eminem, but
I have listened to Eminem, but
yeah, I didn't think it was impossible, so I thought I'd take a shot just in case.
Okay, I did see that the some Australian rapper guy is coming to the BJC.
Oh, they have rappers in Australia?
Apparently, they do.
Hmm.
I've.
Does he have a name? Forgot. Is it one of those guys we talked about on the show?
He does have a name.
Little Skunk, Little Pump, Little Flip.
It's flop. Very similar to that. It's Kid Leroy.
Oh, I've heard of him. The Kid Leroy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kid Leroy is coming to the BJC. I'm like, I have no idea who this is. I checked out a couple songs. They're okay.
Yeah. Yep, he had a pretty big hit doing a duet with Bieber, I believe.
And apparently he's coming with some, what's the guy who runs Facebook? You know, Zuckerberg. I don't know.
Lil Zuckerberg?
It says it's with Jeremy Zucker, and I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's different than Lil Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg? apparently Jeremy Zucker got famous by being on Vine. Well, that might have only lasted a week or two. I mean, Vine died pretty quick.
It's a pretty popular platform.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
That's what all the kids are into.
It's going to make a big comeback after TikTok gets banned. And Vine will be all the rage.
Nice. I'm still not in, but I support it.
Hey, thanks, though, to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which we call the soon-to-be-named network, which you can find at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We team up with this and several other excellent shows to expand your podcasting horizons. Check us out on the soon-to-be-named network. Available at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Ian, maybe we should start a rap group and we'll just name ourselves after two of our favorite people, Pillboy and Donkey Doug.
That would be awesome. I'd be into that. I don't know how to rap, and I'm scared to perform in front of people, but I like where you're going with this.
Donkey Doug.
I don't like to be judged. I'm very sensitive.
I gotcha. Anything else?
Do I get to be Donkey Doug, or do I get to be Pillboy?
I will let you have your choice.
Oh, Donkey Doug for sure.
I figured you'd go that way.
Yeah.
Remember, he is older though.
He
does have. He's got that son.
He is, and sometimes I go to Owen and I say, "You can call me Donkey Dad."
Jake Jordles. anything else to the good of the order?
I think I'm satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Everybody, thank us for joining in this week. Again, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions.
Bang, bang.
Shoot them at Ray. Hey, tell us where you would like to see Mark Wahlberg show up in a Marvel film. And then you can tell us why we're wrong. Well, at least why I'm wrong when I give you my answer next week. And if you think I'm really wrong, buy something on Amazon and make yourself feel better. Just do it through our link on our webpage.
Get yourself a Valentine's gift.
That's right. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids. It's just another Hankless ripoff. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Yeah.